Welcome to the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast, where it's all about slashing your debt, slashing your taxes, and creating a liberated lifestyle. And now, your host, who has a vast collection of vintage DC and Marvel comic books, and ironically lives in Minnesota, where his favorite NBA team, the LA Lakers, originated, Dave Denniston.
Hello, my friends. This is Dave Denniston. Welcome back to another episode of the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast, a podcast dedicated to helping doctors like you slash your debt, slash your taxes, and live a liberated lifestyle. Well, here today, my friends, I am doing a book review. It's been a while since I've done one because, frankly, I've spent so much time in the land business. I haven't had a whole lot of time or energy to read. Instead, I've enjoyed watching, you know, a program around 9 o'clock at night or something like that to decompress and unwind. However, Mark Podolsky was kind enough to send me a book, The 12-Week Year. The title of the book, The 12-Week Year, Get More Done in 12 Weeks Than Others Do in 12 Months. Now, after I'm really appreciative to Mark for sending me this book, save me the hassle of having to go to the library and pick up something new. So, it's been a okay book is how I would describe it, but I think there definitely are some things here we can take away. And there's a few things I want to draw out from the book. You know, I think the first 80 pages or so of the book for me kind of were pretty boring and not very useful. It basically tried to set you up to sell you on why having a 12-week plan is a good idea. I'm going to read to you a few quotes from the book that I felt rang true with me, some of the nuggets to give you the 10-15 minute Cliff Notes version of the book. Here's a quote from page 58. Results are not the attainment of greatness, but simply confirmation of it. You become great long before the results show it. It happens in an instant, the moment you choose to do the things you need to do to be great. We're talking about practice. Practice, man. We're talking about practice. One of my favorite quotes from Allen Iverson. And what the author goes on to say is, what I find profound is that the difference between greatness and mediocrity on a daily and weekly basis is slim, yet the difference in results down the road is tremendous. The difference between greatness and mediocrity for a salesperson is 2 or 3 extra appointments a week, 5 or 10 more calls a day, 3 hours out of a 45-hour work week spent working on their business. For a manager or leader, it's recognizing the good work of one more person each day, delegating a task instead of doing it themselves, spending 3 hours of their week on strategic priorities, giving verbal praise and encouragement to someone who's struggling. On a daily and weekly basis, these differences seem minor, but in the long run, they are significant. And I think there's a lot of ways from this book that quote that I just read to you really, I think, could impact a lot of us in medicine, right? You know, I think it's that extra step, that extra touch, that extra delegation, which is something I think we can all learn from. When we try and take everything on ourselves, we lose our time. And that's been, for me, one of the struggles with the land businesses, figuring out when to delegate. How much do I budget towards that? What should I do first? I know for me, that's been a big issue. And now let's take a moment for a quick commercial break. Well, my friends, 4 years into this podcasting journey, I have accumulated tons and tons and tons of material from my guests, from books I've written, and everything else. And so I have created a whole system for you that I call the Freedom Formula for Physicians Prosperity Kit. This kit is every single thing that I've ever created. So if you are wanting to get an edge on your finances, if you are wanting to get that financial education all in one place, all in one box, I'm throwing the whole kitchen sink at you. My latest book, The Young Physician's Guide to Money and Life. My first book, The Freedom Guide, The Freedom Formula for Physicians. I'm going to throw in the audio CDs. I'm going to throw in copies of podcasts. I'm going to throw in a USB drive with tons and tons of material on it. I'm going to throw in workbooks that have other published works that I have had. Anything and everything that I have done is in this system, and it is less than $100. $99.87 will get you 4 years worth of my blood, sweat, and tears to help you move yourself forward. And as a special bonus, I'm going to include more about my land investing journey, what's been going on there, give you an inside scoop as to the latest and greatest and things that you might want to learn as you go along. So with that, my friends, if you are interested in moving forward, go to drfreedompodcast.com/system. Again, drfreedompodcast.com/system. drfreedompodcast.com/system. And now back to the show. What they suggest the 12-week system can apply to is any area of life. So they suggest it's not just business. It can be personal. It can be having a better relationship with your wife. It can be working on a habit, exercising, for example, having your body in a certain way that you want it to be. And they suggest three different principles: accountability, commitment, greatness in the moment. To me, that was kind of boring stuff. I'm going to flip past that. One of the things that I did draw in the book that ring true with me, that there are five stages they've identified that people move through emotionally when they're trying to change their behavior. Uninformed optimism, stage one. Stage two, informed pessimism. Stage three, valley of despair. Stage four, informed optimism. And five, success and fulfillment. And many of us get to stage one, right? This is where you're so excited about something and you're looking into it. Could be in the investment side with land, for example, where you are super duper excited and charged up and you see all the benefits and none of the downside, and you're brainstorming and strategizing. And I found this was true for me before my acquisitions, right? I had uninformed optimism. And then once you're actually in it and you're experiencing it, you get to the second stage where it's like, whoa, this wasn't what I thought it was going to be. The benefits aren't nearly as real. They're not what I thought was going to happen. Which leads us into stage three, the valley of despair. And they say this is where most people give up. That all of the pain of change is felt and the benefits seem so far away. They seem less important. And if you can get through that, you get through the dip, you get through the valley of despair, this leads you to informed optimism. And I know that this has been true for me as I've gone through some of the stuff that I've gone through. And I think keeping your eye on the long term is what gets you out of the valley of despair, because you can see maybe what other people are experiencing doing something similar. Or maybe you just have a vision of your mind of where you want to be. I think keeping your eye on the prize, on where you're going towards, is what gets you out of the valley. And then finally, to success and fulfillment, where they say that the benefits of your new behaviors are fully experienced and the costs of change are virtually gone. The actions, which were at the beginning difficult and uncomfortable, have become routine. That every time you complete the cycle, you build not only your capacity, but your confidence, so you can move on to the next thing. And what I would say more about this is that I found for me, as you get doing the routine things, it can become boring. And you've got to get back almost to stage one again of the uninformed optimism, where it's exciting again. You get that jolt of energy. And for me, that's kind of what keeps me going. In the land business, for example, that is finding a new county, looking at a new county, thinking of the possibilities of, ooh, what if I bought this or bought that? What if I bought something here in this county for $10,000 and was able to flip it for $30,000? So I take a bigger risk and have a higher possible dollar amount return. So those are the kind of things that I've personally gone through with some of my financial experiments that we've talked about. The chapter that for me I got the most out of was chapter 13, Establish Your Vision, and chapter 14, which was actually Developing Your Plan, where I had a chance to really reflect on my goals, reflect on what I wanted to do. And for me, I'm so pretty darn organized that a lot of this to me, I kind of already had it, but where I think it reinforced it for me was coming up with a week due, where I was committing on paper within the book, I have handwritten notes here, of due dates for some of the strategic goals that I wanted to not yawn about, that some of the strategic goals that I really wanted to get done. And then putting in my calendar, right, the deadline for that strategic goal and blocking out time to get that done. So that for me has been a great use of this book. And I think as you get into that side of the accountability, talking about masterminding, I think keeping the score was a really good section of this book as a way to time block your day. I found for myself some of this stuff I'm already doing, other things I think I can improve on and do more of. One of the things I think about this book that's a strength is having the blanks to write in what you're thinking. They give you the space to think about your goals and to dream and to have that uninformed optimism, perhaps, to help take you to the next level. So that, my friends, is the book review for the 12-week year. I think the first 60, 70 pages could be skipped if you're in a hurry and just dive into the middle of the book and really get into what the 12-week year is. So that, my friends, wraps up the episode for today. Always love hearing from you. And my friends, it does help a lot that if you rate and review the podcast, do a written review of the podcast. Do you love it? Do you hate it? Do you think it's the best thing since sliced bread? I would love to hear from you. Feel free to email me, dave@drfreedompodcast.com, or you can just simply go on iTunes and put a written review there. I would be ever so grateful if you would take 5 minutes out of your time to do that. For the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast, this is Dave Denniston. Remember, my friends, remember to slash your debt, slash your taxes, and live a liberated lifestyle. All right, my friends, that wraps it up for today. And just want to remind you, make sure to check out everything that I have ever built in the last 4 years for this podcast. You can get it all for less than $100 by going to drfreedompodcast.com/system. Again, that's drfreedompodcast.com/system. Get the latest books, all the manuals, all the audio to get your financial education all in one place. Again, drfreedompodcast.com/system.